Il Trovatore, the Troubadour. It's a masterwork by Verdi that was performed over 300 times in the first 3 years after its debut back in 1853. There's a love triangle, infanticide, mistaken identity, and as much family drama as any soap opera today. Simon Crookall, executive director of Hawaii Opera Theater, is in the studio. He's going to share the relevance of this musical theater alive and well, even after hundreds of years. Welcome to the conversation, Simon.
Good morning, Kathy.
This is such a special production of Verdi's Il Trovatore. There's one more episode this evening, but this is one of the best bel canto operas in the repertoire. Explain for people what bel canto means.
Well, bel canto literally means a beautiful voice. It's a style of Italian singing, started in Italy, which really gives a lyricism to the words and spins this beautiful sound and line through the music. So Trovatore is a wonderful example of grand Italian opera at its very best. the singers have a gargantuan task to get these amazing arias across to the audience. I mean, it really is athleticism at its very best, vocal athleticism. Each of the four principal parts has stunning arias, stunning tunes to sing, and it's really amazing just to sit back and listen to this extraordinary vocal prowess going on stage. So it really is the epitome of grand opera at its most spectacular, at its most lavish. We have a grand production which has twisting towers and burning pyres and anvils. Of course, this is the opera that's famous for its anvil chorus. Lots of people on stage, lots of costume, lots of vision, beautiful lighting, incredible music. So it's the essence of Italian opera at its 19th century prowess.
What makes it relevant today?
Well, the story, really, I don't think you could possibly think is relevant today.
We would hope not.
Two brothers separated at birth, become rivals for the same girl, and end up, you know, fatally, very sad end to the story. But also this terrible, tragic tale of the gypsy woman who, trying to seek revenge for her mother who has been burned at the stake in front of her very eyes, takes the baby that she believes to be the son of the Count and throws him into the fire to discover tragically that it was her own baby that she threw into the fire by mistake. I mean, that doesn't happen in everyday life, I certainly hope.
I would hope not, yes.
But the emotions that it brings to the fore, obviously, I mean, this is one of the operas that really makes you feel incredibly passionate about what's going on stage. It's not going to happen to you in everyday life, hopefully. But, you know, nowadays the opera as an art form is starting to tackle some of the modern issues and contemporary themes and political themes that really affect people today. And new operas have been written all the time. And next season at HOT, we'll be producing two very standard, wonderful, beautifully romantic operas, La Bohème and Tales of Hoffmann. But we're also doing a relatively new operatic version of Streetcar Named Desire. Sadly, Marlon Brando isn't available to star with us this time. But it's an incredibly beautiful but very cutting version of this wonderful tale. And then we're also doing an opera called Three Decembers, which is about a stage actress at the end of her life looking back on her career and looking back on the fact that she put her career in front of her two children and how they react to that. That's a very everyday story that a lot of people can relate to. So opera is now beginning to encompass all kinds of things, from the big, passionate stories of the past to the much more intimate tales of today. But it's always about emotion and passion and thrills and being transported from everyday life into something extraordinary on stage.
Well, and I often think that, you know, a lot of operas are tragic in their just general nature. But if you think about the theme that's running through even Il Trovatore, if you think about it, you're looking at brothers, you're looking at rivals, you're looking at concepts of revenge. The actual reason why they're seeking revenge, or that Gypsy Woman is seeking revenge, might not be something we would hopefully ever see in today's modern world, but it's the thematic representation of human emotion, which is put to song. If you want to see a quintessential Italian opera, Verdi, this particular opera, Il Trovatore, is the one, but it just tells a story. I think in all of humanity, we are perpetuating stories. And it's one of the things that I think is unusual about what HOT, what you've done, is really all the educational opportunities that you've brought to the youth so that they can learn the story. And then hopefully, as they get older, want to go see these amazing opera performances.
Right. And we do a lot of work in schools, as you say. And again, you know, the work that we do in schools can sometimes be based on a tried and tested operatic story from the past. We've just done 75 performances of The Magic Flute, including one in the Atherton Studio the other week, which will be broadcast later on HBR, which takes the story of Magic Flute, distills it down to 35 minutes, has three characters instead of 20, and is really just explaining and bringing to children across the state of Hawaii on four islands the essence of the story and the thrill of the music and the excitement. But we also work in schools like Waikele Elementary, where the children are writing their own operas, and we then enable them, we coach them and enable them to put on the opera. So a few weeks ago, we did an opera based on the DARE project, the Drug Abuse Resistance Education, and which HBD runs, and the children wrote their own story, and we set that story to operatic tunes. So they're singing the story to each other and to their parents and to their teachers. And that's a remarkable way to use the medium of opera to help people to express their own stories and to help them to communicate in a very different kind of way, in a different kind of level to their peers and their contemporaries. The HBD people were thrilled to bits with that program, but so were the kids. And so opera can tell stories of grand, old, traditional tales, or it can tell contemporary stories that really are about you and me and our contemporaries.
Well, and there's no better way to experience it than to hear it from the mouth
Absolutely.
Of children, and also hear it in the beautiful sounds that are going on tonight, and opera for adults as well. Thanks for telling us about it. Simon Krukal was appointed executive director of Hawaii Opera Theater in 2013 and reappointed as general director earlier this year. His vast experience and career in arts administration has taken him to symphonies and orchestras around the world, with stops in London, Scotland, Indianapolis, and Honolulu. Il Trovatore is playing this evening. More information on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.